There was almost nothing left of Date himself. Nothing but will and hate. How many godlings had he consumed? Enough to overwhelm his humanity and grant him unimaginable power. No one could fight such a creature and hope to survive. Not even Shiny. Date would kill him and then come eat my heart. I would be trapped within him, my very soul enslaved forever. No! I ran for the wall of the bubble, slapping its cold, shimmering surface with my hands. I could not think through my terror. My breath came in gasps. I wanted nothing more than to escape. My hands suddenly became visible, and between my hands, something new flickered into view. I stopped, startled out of panic. The new thing rotated before me, flickering faintly, a bauble of silvery light. As I stared at it, I realized there was a face in its surface. I blinked, and the face blinked too. It was me. The image, a mere reflection, I realized, something else I had heard of but never seen, was distorted by the bubble's shape. But I could make out the curve of cheekbones, lips open in a sob, white teeth. But most clearly, I could see my eyes. They were not what I expected. Where my irises should have been, dull disks of twisted gray, I saw instead brilliance, tiny, winking, wavering lights. My malformed corneas had withdrawn, opening like a flower to reveal something even stranger inside. What? There was a cry behind me, and the sound of a blow. As I turned, something streaked across my vision like a comet, but this comet screamed as it fell, trailing fire like blood. Shiny. Date uttered a rattling hiss, raising two of his stolen arms. Light, sickly mottled, dripped from his hands like oil and splattered the floor of the empty realm. Where it fell, I heard hissing. The small bubble winked out of existence between my hands. Escape and strange magic forgotten, I ran to where Shiny lay. Not so shiny now, and not moving. He was alive, I found as I pulled him onto his back, breathing at least, though raggedly. But crossing his chest from his shoulder to his hip was a streak of darkness, an obscene obliteration of his light. I touched it, my hand trembling, but there was no wound, no magic either. Then I understood. Whatever it was that made demon blood negate the magic of a god's life essence, Date had found a way to channel it, or perhaps this was simply the culmination of what he had become. Not just a demon, but a god whose very nature was mortality. He was turning Shiny back into an ordinary man, piece by piece. And once that was done, he would tear Shiny apart.
Lady Ori,
breathed the thing that had been Date. I could no longer think of it as a man. Its voice overlapped upon itself. I heard him echo in female registers, other males, older, younger. It wheezed as it lumbered toward me. Perhaps it had developed multiple lungs or whatever godling shaped within their bodies to simulate breath. It said,
"You are the last of our kind, you and I. I was wrong to threaten you."
It paused, shook its massive head as if to clear it.
"But I need your power. Join me, use it for me, and I'll do you no harm."
It took a step closer, 6 feet, shuffling at once. I did not, dared not, trust the Date creature. Even if I agreed to its plan, its sanity was as distorted as the rest of its form. It might still kill me on a whim. It would kill Shiny regardless, I was certain, permanently, irreversibly. What would happen to the universe if one of the three died? Would this god-eating madman even care? Unthinking, I clutched at Shiny, a bulwark against fear. He stirred under my hands, semi-conscious, no protection at all. Even his light had begun to fade, but he was not dead. Perhaps if I stalled for time, he could recover.